She was satisfied with the crumbs. After all, she wasn't a Jew. She never would be a Jew, and that was that. She had accepted the fact that she didn't fit in. She didn't belong. Have you ever felt like you didn't fit in? Like you didn't belong? My best friend went to college a year early and left me to navigate my senior year on my own. I had friends, of course, and I participated in many activities, but it just wasn't the same without her. I kind of felt like I had lost part of my identity and self-esteem and was alone in a sea of teenagers. Well, 2 years later, I went to Mexico to live there for 3 months on a study abroad trip. And in Mexico, I became more aware of my height and the fact that I was at least 4 inches taller than everyone else. And I kind of felt like everywhere I went, I stood out above the crowd, on top of the fact that I was blonde and I had light skin. I was pretty self-conscious. Well, fast forward 20 years, and my family and I are sleeping on makeshift beds in our family room last night. Yep, last night. We're in the middle of a floor remodeling project in our house, and since we didn't know how long this was going to take, we didn't reserve our hotel too far in advance, and they got full. So we didn't really feel like moving to another hotel, so we headed home to a very, very dusty home. But since our bedrooms were just too dusty, we cleaned the family room, detailed it, and we slept there. And even though our situation was less than ideal, we still had a home. There are so many people who don't have a home, or they don't feel welcome in their home. I can only imagine what it might be like to have no place to lay your head, or to feel safe, or a sense of peace. When you start a new job, when you move into a new neighborhood, or you go somewhere that has unspoken rules or customs or languages that you are unaware of, it feels awkward. For those of us who would really like to blend in and avoid confrontation, it is extremely awkward because you are an outsider, and outsiders don't have insider knowledge. Outsiders don't get the perks. Outsiders miss out on the good stuff. Outsiders only get the crumbs. Unless someone brings them in to sit at the table. That's what Jesus did for the woman we read about in the Gospel of Mark. That's all it took. Jesus brought her in. A whole new world opened up for her. She was part of the family now. She was entitled to all that the kingdom of God offered. Her daughter was healed. There was now a seat at the table where she and her daughter could partake in the best meal of all. Now, I know the word entitled has recently had a bad rap in our culture, as we often refer to this word when we think about young people who have grown up with a privileged life or those who expect handouts. But today, I'd like to encourage us to take a little bit different look at this word when we consider the kingdom of God. Do you know that when you look at the word entitled in the thesaurus, you find the word baptized and called? When we are baptized and called to the table of Holy Communion, we stand with our hands out, just like this woman from the story in the Gospel of Mark, because we need Jesus just as much as she did. And that is what we get. Every Sunday, we are entitled to receive so much more than the crumbs. We are entitled to sit at the table, to receive the body and blood of Christ. And when we receive forgiveness grace, love, hope, and eternity, a whole new world is opened up to us. There's always a seat at the table for you and me, and the physical and spiritual food that we receive, it never runs out. We are entitled. We are baptized children of God. We are blessed. But unfortunately, there are so many people like the woman in the story from the Gospel of Mark who are sort of feeling satisfied with the crumbs, don't really feel like they belong or fit in. They feel like outsiders when it comes to the kingdom of God. We see them every day in their cars driving to work, grocery store, the gas station. Maybe they're our next door neighbors. They maybe don't know about the table of grace and mercy and forgiveness and that there is a seat at the table for them too. They maybe don't know that there is freedom and hope and so much love available to them. Because maybe they didn't grow up in a family that talked about God's love. Or maybe they didn't think their life situation or their physical appearance or their choices would even be welcome in a church or amongst the family of God. Maybe they thought about it, but each Sunday just can't get the courage to get up, get out the door, and face a sea of unknown faces. Maybe they just need you and me to bring them in. I know most churches think that they are really friendly, but if you ask an outsider, they may think differently. Well, I can attest to being an outsider here at Living Water Lutheran Church 2 years ago. My family and I came in to worship and see what Living Water was all about. And we felt extremely welcomed. This is definitely a church community that you can feel proud of and comfortable with inviting your friends. So let's do it. Let's challenge ourselves to use the eyes of Jesus when we are out and about on our daily errands or at the golf course or getting a bite to eat at a local restaurant. Let's try to see everyone the way that Jesus saw the woman, the way that Jesus sees people, and consider that they might just need an invitation. And if they say no thank you, well, that's okay. At least they know and can pass on the information that we are an inclusive and welcoming and open and caring community. Because that's what we are called to be. Because with this entitlement comes a grand responsibility. Be the hands and feet of Jesus, who welcomes all to the table. Thanks be to God. Amen.